I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Dave O'Brien on 99.5 The Mountain. Rick Springfield just released a brand new song called The Wall Will Fall, and it came out of an online mini-series that he has been part of for the past couple of weeks and months on his website and on social media. And he is joining us on the phone right now to tell us more about all of it. Rick Springfield, hello.
Hey, Dave.
Good morning, Rick. You have been very, very busy while in quarantine.
Yeah, in quarantine, exactly.
I imagine quarantine for a creative type like yourself, and you have expressed yourself over the years through all kinds of different avenues. I imagine quarantine for the creative is mind-numbing, so you have to do stuff to keep yourself occupied.
Yeah, I have actually never been busier when I've been home. I've done a lot of stuff in the studio. I've been putting out videos of parodies on some of my songs. I've done an instructional video on how to play Jesse's Girl in 60 seconds, where I keep getting interrupted by earthquakes and fires and everything. And I did a song, written a song with Vance DeGeneres. We've had like 28 episodes of us how to write a song with a partner over the internet in 60-second increments. And it actually turned out, the song actually turned out pretty epic, so it's been a lot of fun. I've also just finished editing my second novel, World on Fire, so I have been busy. I've been trying to put it to good use, the time.
I listened to the song this morning, The Wall Will Fall. It just came out, and it is not just epic, but very catchy, and it's a great song. Let's back up to the ultimate miniseries, 60-Second Guide to Songwriting with a Partner, which, by the way, they're never 60 seconds long.
No, I know.
No.
We cheat a bit. We only use the 60-second thing when it's funny.
Yeah, but it's a really great little episodic thing that you got going with Vance DeGeneres. Let's start with how you know Vance, who most people will recognize his name. He is the older brother of Ellen DeGeneres, but has also had a lot of stuff on his own. He was on The Daily Show. He was the original hands in the Mr. Bill episodes on Saturday Night Live.
No, Vance was?
You didn't know that?
No, I did not. I knew he was in bands like Cowboy Mouth, and he's been a musician for a long time, and a producer and that whole stuff. But I didn't know he was a hands in Mr. Bill. That's great. I got to talk to you about that.
Yeah, that is according to Ellen DeGeneres that Vance was part of those original skits on Saturday Night Live.
That's great. Yeah, I know he knows a lot of the original Saturday Night Live writers, because we had one of them on asking questions on our episodic thing. It was hilarious.
Now, how do you know Vance? How long does your friendship go back?
I've known Vance about 6 or 7 years. He's from New Orleans, and my manager is also from New Orleans. So Wayne Sharp. So Wayne knew Vance, and he said, "You guys have got a lot of similarities in your sense of humor, et cetera." So he got us together at lunch to see if anything would come out of it creatively, and we just known each other since then. And when he came up with this idea, because I stole an idea from him, we've all been trying to do stuff to lift people's spirits and to keep ourselves from going crazy. So he did how to play the guitar in 60 seconds, where he kept getting interrupted. Like he'd tune it and the buzzer would go off, and I said, "Oh, I'm going to steal that and do how to play Jesse's Girl in 60 seconds. And then I did a series of those where, the earthquakes interrupted, fires and total eclipse of the sun and all these kind of things keep interrupting it. And he saw that I'd stolen his idea, and he called me up and said, "Hey, you stole my idea." And I said, "Yeah." So he said, let's do a series of how to write a song with a partner in 60 seconds. And it really started out as a joke, but it's it's ended up pretty epic with a great song, and the video has a cast of thousands and a lot of celebs in there, and it's very cool. I'm very proud of how it all came out.
Yeah, let's get to the video in a minute. We're talking to Rick Springfield. Again, it started as a joke but ended with The Wall Will Fall, a brand-new song that also the downloads, the proceeds from that, will benefit Feeding America, which is a network of food banks.
Yeah, well, that was a point of if we did produce something from it, that it would go to a charity that's kind of a frontline charity. That was the kind of point where, I mean, it came out, the song came out better than we'd hoped, and a lot of great players on it, and everybody, the first absolutely virtual recording session I've ever done where everybody was in their own studio.
Yeah, and the video is what we're used to seeing these days, which is the Brady Bunch screen with everybody in their own box. You multiply, by the end of the video, there's hundreds of people on screen. You've got Linda Blair from The Exorcist, Creed from The Office, Sammy Hagar, Terry Nunn of Berlin, Richard Marx, Kate Pearson and Fred Schneider of the B-52s, Paul Stanley from Kiss, and just a ton of other people. Are these all personal friends of yours?
Yeah, we you know, friends of mine, friends of Vance's, friends of Wayne's, and we just put the word out to them, and, you know, that it was for a good cause, and it's a... The message of the song is take care of each other, and everybody got on board. There's some great players on it too, because everybody's pretty free at the moment. So I did my part over here in my studios, did a vocal and a click track and a guitar, and then sent it around to people. And we got Matt Bissonette, who plays with Elton John on the bass, and his brother Greg, who plays with Ringo on the drums, and Tim Pierce, who played with me all through the 80s and has played on probably every song you've ever heard on the radio. Richard Marx sang the bridge, and we got Ellen dancing on it and singing, and it's actually going to be on her show on Monday. She's going to talk about it.
Excellent. Well, it's a great song. It's called The Wall Will Fall, Rick Springfield and Friends and Vance DeGeneres. Now, speaking of having free time, you were supposed to be busy, and you were supposed to be here at Red Rocks with Chicago on June the 18th.
Mm.
That has been postponed. I know you don't know. I mean, nobody knows when anything is coming back. Have you thought from a performer's perspective how concerts and that live experience are going to change as we move forward?
I'm hoping that we'll get back to it's okay to hug somebody. You know, that's, I mean, my show is very audience driven. I mean, I go into the audience and walk along chairs, and so it's very audience involved, and so that was one of the first things that went when this thing landed while we were still doing concerts. I couldn't go into the audience, but I think it will get back to where, you know, where everybody is okay with being with everybody, but it was a scary thing, and I think we'll be gun shy for a while for sure.
And what you'll have to do now is have a guy that walks in front of you with hand sanitizer and just hands it out, and then when everybody high fives you as you go by, you'll be safe.
No, I'm just going to wear a hazmat suit.
That'll be it, yeah. Talking to Rick Springfield, real quick before we let you go, one of the things on the Ultimate Miniseries 60-Second Guide to Songwriting with a Partner is that you've been able to showcase some of your collections that you have. You're a big collector of Beatles, and what do you have, Star Wars stuff and a lot of other things?
Yeah, I have some cool Beatles stuff.
What's the coolest?
Oh, I can't really tell you.
Is it not supposed to be owned in a private collection?
No, it is. I just actually have I've the biggest private collection of handwritten Beatle lyrics. Actually, is my kind of the center of my thing. But the thing I showed on there was actually I'm a big I write books as well. So I've always been a big fan of authors. And actually, it's the only thing I collect autograph is that I have autographed books. I have one from Ray Bradbury to me. I have one from Stephen King to me. So I love that kind of thing. So H.G. Wells was always been one of my favorite writers. And the H.G. Wells head from Sergeant Pepper's, which is top right, just near Lawrence of Arabia. I have that actual head.
Wow.
Signed by Paul McCartney. So it's for the actual one from the Sergeant Pepper's photograph session for the front cover, so that's pretty cool.
Well, when you said you couldn't say, I thought maybe you had Ringo Starr in the basement.
I do.
Okay.
But you can probably hear him screaming. I don't know.
Just between us. Rick Springfield, The Wall Will Fall. Download it now at rickspringfield.com. It benefits Feeding America. It is a great song for a good cause. And check out the Ultimate Miniseries 60-Second Guide to Songwriting with a Partner on all of Rick's social media platforms. Great to talk to you.
Thanks a lot.
Take care. Be well.
You too, Ben.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.